Welcome to Conversations on Public Health, a regular program from the Harvard School of Public Health that explores current issues in the field. In nearly every country in the world, there is a shortage of kidneys for transplantation. In the U.S., around 73,000 people are on waiting lists to receive a kidney, yet 4,000 people die every year before a life-saving organ becomes available. Today, we're speaking with Daniel Wickler, Professor of Ethics and Population Health. Wickler discusses the global trade in kidneys and some of the ethical issues that arise from this so-called organ bazaar. Worldwide, there are not enough kidney donors to meet the demand for new organs. That's led to what some people call a transplant tourism industry. Can you describe what that is and what some of the problems are with this unregulated marketplace?
You can go on the web and find websites put up by clinics and hospitals in places like Pakistan that promise you that if you fly in with the cash that they demand, which might be as low as $20,000, you can fly out of there 10 days later with someone else's kidney in your body. Now, there's not enough kidneys in the United States. In fact, almost everywhere in the world there's a waiting list, and there are people on the waiting list who are not going to get a kidney. They'll die first. And when they find out that all they have to do is get on a plane and fly to one of these clinics, since life itself hangs in the balance, it goes without saying that that's pretty tempting. Now, the business deal on the supply side is pretty attractive. They may charge $20,000 or $30,000 for this, but they don't pay anything like that to the individual who sells one of his kidneys to what is usually a broker who in turn deals with the transplant clinic. That person might get $1,500 if he or she's very lucky, probably less. And there's a fee in there for the broker. There's a hefty fee for the medical personnel and for the clinic. But by Western standards, the price is quite reasonable. So if we overlook the fact that a very poor person is now walking around with one kidney who used to have two, this looks like win-win-win. Now, if we ask, well, what's wrong with this? Well, we've already mentioned that we have this problem about this so-called donor. He's not, of course, a donor. He's a vendor. It turns out not to be too difficult. If you go to places where there are lots of terribly poor people, especially poor people who are chronically in debt, to interest them in the proposition that by giving up a kidney, they can make some of their problems go away. In one celebrated instance, which took place in Brazil, the first people to sign up to sell their kidneys came back from the clinic with such a big wad of cash that lines developed around the block in front of the recruiting office. People paid people in front of them cash in order to swap places in line. But the inevitable result of this was that the offering price plummeted. You didn't have to pay very much to get people willing to sell your kidney. So what first seemed like magical bushels of money now turned into fairly petty cash, even by their standards. It was still attractive to them, but it wasn't anything like the gold mine it once was. So that's one problem, is that the very poverty that makes this possible drives down the price and raises the question of whether or not the money could conceivably be worth giving up a kidney for. But there's a second problem too, which is that the vendor is going to be a very lucky person indeed if anyone cares what happens to that person afterward. If he's very lucky, he'll recover nicely and go back to his job. His other kidney will remain functional, and he'll die of something else without any chronic ailments. But there's a possibility of infection. There are various operative risks that may not actually pose a threat to the person or burden the person till somewhat later. And if no one's looking after that person, if no one knows where he is, which is not uncommon, and certainly no one has committed themselves to taking care of any problems that arise, then he's sort of a throwaway. He's someone who came in, gave up his kidney, was treated fairly decently for a couple hours while he went through the operation, and then it's goodbye, we never want to see you again. And some of these people, when they've been recontacted later on, actually a surprising number of them in the poorest countries turn out to have some substantial health problems that are not being remedied.
Some have proposed a regulated market-based system for kidney donation in the hopes that healthy people could sell one of their kidneys for transplantation to patients in need of a new kidney. Could you discuss the arguments for and against such a market-based system?
Well, there are many different kinds of market proposals. Some of them would be restricted to transplants that occur within one country. If it's a country in which there's a decent safety net, then we could hope that there aren't going to be people who are in such desperate straits that they'd agree to terribly disadvantageous bargains. But no matter how wealthy the country is, it's a safe bet that the people who sell the kidneys because of the possibility of raising money are going to be people who are not wealthy and probably not very well educated. Now, if there are sufficient regulations and they are actually lived up to, we can imagine a system in which the people who sell their kidneys are carefully screened to make sure that they're knowing that they know what they're getting into, that they are mentally stable, and that they don't have health problems that would be exacerbated by giving up a kidney. And it's even conceivable, because one country has claims to have tried it, it's even conceivable that we would have a market system that would recruit people to sell their kidneys through a market, but that would distribute the kidneys according to need, which is to say not a market. Iran claims that they've put the system into effect, and that although, of course, most of the vendors are poor, the poor stand the same chance of getting a kidney if they need one as anybody else. Now, there are skeptics about those claims, but it offers one avenue or one approach to a market which at least avoids some of the seeming inequity on the distribution side. Is a market a good solution to the problems we have in the United States? Well, there's a classic argument against any kind of market for a good like let's say blood or any other body part that in the past has operated on a voluntary donation basis. And that is that once you start paying people, the people who would have given stop giving. And that means that it may actually reduce the supply rather than increase the supply. We don't know whether that would happen here. It's possible. It may be that some people would want to try it because the problem about the waiting lists that are too long for the supply is not going to go away soon. They're getting worse. There are market-like systems that don't actually involve the transfer of money that are now finding favor with some people who would be opposed to a strictly cash basis kidney market. It may be that what you would get in exchange for your willingness to give up a kidney would not be cash, but it might be something else that you value, such as the assurance that someone who you know or love who needs a kidney will get a kidney in the same pool as the one that you're contributing to. Now, this involves a kind of pairing where it may be that the kidney you could give up is not appropriate for the person you care about, but somebody else has a friend or a loved one who's willing to give up a kidney that's not suitable for them but would be appropriate for the one you care about. Now, this is slightly a market because we're now talking about getting something in exchange for giving, but at the same time, it's not a cash market. It's not one that necessarily would draw in the poor as opposed to the well-to-do, or wouldn't draw in people who are disadvantaged or subject to exploitation. So this limited kind of market has some potential, and there are other arrangements too that tend toward the market solution. The whole idea here is to try to find a way to increase the supply of organs, save more lives without bringing on some of the problems that people fear if we turn to a cash market.
What are some other possible solutions to increasing the number of organ donors worldwide?
The first thing that should be on our agenda for increasing the supply of organ donors is to improve our techniques for recruiting people to give organs. And in many cases, the standard case perhaps, this is going to be a cadaver donation. It's very hard to approach the loved ones of someone who's recently deceased but whose organs would be suitable for transplantation. It's hard to approach them while they're upset and say, would you consider saving a life in the midst of this tragedy? And for that reason and others, physicians and others are sometimes reluctant to do so. But if we can motivate people to try this, if we can educate the public about the need for this so that they're not shocked when the question is broached, this might increase the organ supply. Now, why do we think this has some potential? Because it's done so much better in some places than others. And if we simply match the performance of the districts in which the recruitment rate is most successful, we would go a long way toward resolving the problem that we have today. It's worth keeping in mind that this is a life and death question that, in a technical sense, has a solution. The problem, of course, is that people are dying because their kidneys don't work, and the solution is to give them a new kidney. We just have to find that kidney. In the past, the idea that the kidneys that you were born with will stay in your body as long as you're healthy has been an unspoken assumption. People wouldn't give it a second thought. They couldn't imagine otherwise. Now that it's really possible to save someone else's life by giving up a kidney, the question is before us, and in the years to come, we'll see how we adjust to a different reality, a different world, in which we carry with us the solution to someone else's life or death problem.
This has been a Harvard School of Public Health production. Please visit us on the web at www.hsph.harvard.edu.